The world beats.
These are the sounds that keep it spinning.
The continuing story of today's global music.
Welcome to World Beat Canada.
In elementary school, I did a report on the animals of Australia, which basically amounted to clipping a bunch of photographs from a National Geographic. I'm still fascinated by how strange the critters are down under. There's the obvious hoppy deer thingy, nature's hack built out of spare parts, the platypus, and cuddly-looking koala bears. And they have wombats, marsupials, which aren't particularly weird outside of one very unique ability. You see, wombats poop cubes. Yes, this I did not know in elementary school and only just found out through a recent article posted by Smithsonian.com. Naturally, I had to Google image wombat poop, and there they were, neat little squares of doo-doo. So why do they doo-doo the way they do? According to a team of researchers, there are two visible grooves in the wombat's intestine, each with different degrees of elasticity. The differing pressures in the intestinal tract squeeze the poo into near-perfect cubes, about an inch across each side. Plus, they're prolific pooers, making about 80 cubes per night. Again, nature has provided a method to this madness. Since the beasties have poor eyesight, they rely on their noses to find mates. Wombat scat is not only cubical, it's nasty. And the pungent piles they leave mark their territory so other wombats can come round and say hello. These building blocks of wombat romance are square simply so they don't roll away. And there you have it. It's really the first time I've ever seen anybody come up with a good biological, physiological explanation. Mike Swinburne, wombat expert at the University of Adelaide, tells Tickroot at National Geographic, which apparently is as interested in the fantastic beasts of Australia as they were when I was a kid. The study may even result in new manufacturing technologies. If we can mimic the differing elastic pressures of the wombat poop chute, well, imagine the possibilities. What wonders could we build thanks to a creature that literally shirts bricks. I'm Cal Coat, and yes, I said shirts because we're nothing if not FCC compliant. Our first stop is the land of reindeer, Finland, for a debut of Urban Ethno. The album is called Blinking Light. Check out Sumi Sound System with The Amazing Race from World Beat Canada. Three veteran world beaters have found each other. They are Badi Assad, Roy Rogers, and Carlos Reyes. They combine blues and Latin in a new project called String Shot. What we heard was Back to Havana, another debut just for you. Before that, Sumi Sound System from Finland with The Amazing Race, yet another debut. Ja Cutta is a conscious reggae artist from Montreal. He brings 25 years of experience to his new album, Ladies and Gentlemen. This is How Long, another debut from World Beat Canada.
Music is a blessing from above. Music come to make you rock and dub. How long, mommy, dare I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long, mommy, dare I wait? They might block me out of the gate. How long, mommy, dare I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long, mommy, dare I wait? They might block me out of the gate. They promote me out your wait. All me see them just a block all the gate. While me fans them stand up and a wait. While me enter be nice up the place. How long, mommy, dare I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long, mommy, dare I wait? Them a block me out of the gate. How long, mommy, dare I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long, mommy, dare I wait? Them a block me out of the gate. Now giving, we just now wait. Music, me say I must bust through the gate. Conscious music, me a heavyweight. One that the cutter gonna go mash up the place. Beat out a pot, sometime out a plate. Anywhere me pass through, me mash up the place. People them a say me coming like an earthquake. Gwa me entertain and gwa go nice up the place. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate. Grow me wings and started to fly. Temptation come to stop by a night. Now go put me hand upon me jaw and cry. Me put me trust, me say in the most high. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate. They promote if you open up the gate. Long time me out just stand up and a wait. While me fans them inside and a wait. One jack out of me come mash up the place. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate. How long want me there I try? They don't want to see me get by. How long want me there I wait? They might block me out of the gate.
The beat in your own backyard.
Beat, check out the vibe
of World Beat Live.
Digging Ja Cutta's ska vibe? We've got more coming up on World Beat Live. Delhi to Dublin is bringing their sound to a very intimate space. Saturday, December 1st, the Fox Cabaret in Vancouver. It only holds about, 200 people? So this is going to be a great way to see this burgeoning band up close and personal. December 5th at the Centennial Theater on the North Shore, celebrate the season with an adventurous musical trip around the world. Three-time Juno nominees and three-time Canadian Folk Music Award winners, Sultans of String deliver an exuberant performance featuring original world music-inspired classics and seasonal favorites to warm your heart on a cold winter's night. With special guests guest, the North Shore Celtic Ensemble. Sultans of String are funding partners with UNHCR, the United Nations Agency for Refugees in Canada. Join Big Easy Funk Ensemble for a taste of New Orleans on West Broadway at the Fairview Pub on December 8th. You can find out more about Big Easy Funk Ensemble at their Facebook page. Fiesta Africana comes back to the Backstage Lounge for one more time this year. That's December 8th as well. So you can take in the Big Easy Funk Ensemble up at the Fairview and then just walk down the hill to Granville Island and catch Fiesta Africana with DJ Mark Fournier and resident percussionist Euro Nakuzi. And the Slackers, I mentioned ska, there's the best, from New York. They're bringing their sound Friday, December 14th to the Rickshaw Theater in Vancouver. It's a presentation of the Victoria Ska Society. Do check out the complete list at worldbeatcanada.com and stand by for music from Kutapira, taking marimba music out of Zimbabwe with Salsa Disco. Straight ahead on World Beat Canada, I'm Cal Coote.
Yo, 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 this is Chris Kudo.
And Sangeeto Bigelow from Kutapira. All aboard for a ride on the global side with World Beat Canada.
Marimba.
There's something different for you. Lots of Hammond B3 from Quarto Gatto, Four Cats. And they call themselves Dash, a release of Global Jazz. That number was called Four Dash. Coup de Pira before that with Salsa Disco. We have a very special guest coming up a little bit later in the program. That's Carol Facal, a.k.a. Caracol, who has a new album called Symbolism. We'll talk to her, introduce her, and find out all about her and her new music, and give you a taste as well. This is Your Touch of the Familiar, and it's brought to us courtesy of Ollie Goes to Bollywood, a French-Hindi collaboration, and they've taken on a dance floor classic from who else? Frankie Goes to Hollywood. Relax, this is Your Touch of the Familiar from Ollie Goes to Bollywood.
Thank you. αυτό δεν βαρέθηκα, το σοου είναι αιώνιο στη σκηνή. Κάθομαι εδώ και κλαίω και γελάω και πεθαίνω κάθε λεπτό, κάθε μικρή στιγμή. Είναι που είναι λουλίδες αυτοί. Είναι και το ίδιο το κλουβί. Είναι και το ίδιο το κλουβί. Είναι που είναι λουλίδες αυτοί.
Στην αγορά το μυαλό σπαρταρά θέλει να βγει από το σάπιο κελί.
Δεν πλήττω, δεν βαρέθηκα στην αγορά που βρέθηκα, κάθε λεπτό μια τρύπα σκοτεινή. Κάθομαι εδώ και κλαίω και γελάω και πεθαίνω, το σοου είναι αιώνιο στη σκηνή.
Traditional Greek rebetiko music from Trio Teke and Dave DeRose. He's a drummer from Cyprus, and The Ludicrous was the name of that track. Relax from Ollie Goes to Bollywood before that. Next, a taste of Caracol, and we meet the composer herself, Carol Fakal, on World Beat Canada. Thanks for being here. It's great to have you along for this ride on the global side. I'm Cal Cote. Symbolism isn't lost on musical minds. Along with allegory and metaphor, it shapes the stories that are woven into their songcraft. Carol Fakal continues to add her unique voice and perspective to Montreal's eclectic music scene. She joins us to talk about her latest album called Symbolism. Congratulations on the release, Carol.
Thank you so much.
It's wonderful to talk to you. This album represents your musical journey to date. We first became aware of your music many moons ago with a duo project you were involved with called Dobo Caracol. What's been happening since then?
Wow, that was a long time ago, and it's funny you mention it because, you know, we had a big hit here in Quebec on the radio back then. That was 15 years ago, and sometimes I, you know, do my groceries, and I hear it. It still plays on the radio.
Is that
sometimes
nice?
And it's so funny because when I hear that song, it sounds like it's another me, you know? Like, I've changed so much, and so much has happened. So just to make a long story short, the band dissolved in 2007, and I jumped right in my solo project, and since then I have released four albums and two EPs. I've been on tour, releasing music in Europe and Canada, and writing music for film and a whole bunch of stuff. So I've been really busy, and I'm happy because, you know, a lot of people I started out with back then are not making music anymore.
Right.
You know, things have changed a lot, so I'm thankful on a daily basis that I can still, you know, make a living with my music, and I can keep being creative and just, you know, live my passion.
Getting back to that song that you hear in the supermarket occasionally, what was the name of the hit?
It was called Étrange, which means strange in French.
Okay, I'll look it up in our catalog, and we'll be sure to revisit it.
Yeah.
So what does symbolism mean to you in the context of this new collection of songs?
The way that this album happened, it was a very intuitive process, and I pretty much, you know, surfed from one event to the next. And I'm a very, I guess, a romantic dreamer, and I like to find symbolism in, you know, the things of daily life, and that's how I found the inspiration for this album. When I look back, I see that, like, one person that I met 3 years ago put me on the tracks to meeting another person who then, you know, flew me to Los Angeles, where I did meet this one other person, and then I went to that restaurant where I met another person, and then this song was created because of that. And I just had fun tracing back all these chain of events.
Mm-hmm.
And there's like a thread throughout the album that's kind of linking these things together, and that's why I named the album Symbolism, because it was very present in the last 2.5 years of my life while this album was created. So, you know, if it's something you choose to believe in or not, and you don't have to, but me, I love doing it because it adds a little bit of magic to my life, and as a creator, I need that to stay inspired, I guess.
Beautiful. Well, let's follow that thread of that other person. The songs sound crisp, big, and amazing. This time out, you had Beck's drummer, Joey Warnicker, on board, and listening to Symbolism, it all makes perfect sense with your music. I mean, it's accessible, it's but aggressive at the same time. And sonically, it's in your face. The partnership must have been a very satisfying experience for you.
Yeah, it was great. Well, I worked with two different producers on this album. Half of it was done in Los Angeles with Joey. We met in Los Angeles because he had heard my demos, and that was really surprising to me that this super well-known drummer was interested in my demos. But when we met, we flashed instantly. It was we had a really good connection going, and we were working together. I went there 3 times to record at his studio. So there's a lot of the drums on the album were played by him, and he's amazing. We had so much fun doing this, and working together for me was a great experience because it kind of like gave me a lot of confidence in myself that, you know, I'm allowed to dream big and I deserve my spot, you know, with this the super well-known drummer in the studio. We had we really had a good work relationship, like equal to equal. So that was amazing. And then the rest of the album, the other half of the album, was produced by Seb Rubin, who's a well-known producer here in Montreal. He's been my longtime partner. He's awesome. We co-wrote some of the songs together, and he also did all the mix for the album. So it's been a really fun journey because, you know, we were traveling back and forth from LA to Montreal, and then working also in the distance, you know, sending each other tracks, and everybody collaborated. It was like a triangle between Joey, Seb, and I, and it was really fun, very creative.
Wonderful. Triangle, that's a very strong symbol in itself.
Yes, it is. I guess I'm really attracted to shapes.
Yeah.
I mean, shapes are everywhere, but I like to, you know, like see the backbone of things, and like,
sure,
you know, simplify things so that just the backbone can remain more visible. So
sure.
I guess the backbone of this album is the triangle between the three of us.
Lovely. Let's go in the time machine back again. You toured the world as a semi-pro snowboarder. Did you pick up your appreciation for global music in that process?
I believe my love for the music of the world came from my childhood. Like, we can go back even further.
Okay.
My mom is from Switzerland, and my dad is from Uruguay in South America. So I guess as a child, I traveled lots. We were always switching languages at home, from Spanish to French, and then I was living in BC, and I was living in the US for a while, so for me it's very natural to not to have like a single language in my head and not to have just a single type of music that surrounds me. My family was very classical music driven, so I played violin for 12 years as a child, but at the same time we were listening to a lot of South American music and chanson française. And then in my teens, I was really involved in punk rock, so I played guitar in some punk rock bands, and I was writing a fanzine and all that. So I guess my background is very eclectic, and I don't know, I think I'm just a curious person. I'm interested in everything, so probably the fact that, you know, I was born in Quebec but my family's not from here, it kind of puts me in a global, you know, kind of position where home is everywhere.
Sure.
And home is nowhere.
A true citizen of the world. World Beat Canada is on the air with Carol Fakal, a.k.a. Caracol. You can find your path to her music starting at the homepage, caracolmusic.com, and follow her on Facebook at Caracol Music there. Winter's almost here, Carol. Probably not the best time to talk touring, but do you have plans to take Symbolism on the road? And with such a studio-crafted album, are you able to do it justice live?
Yeah, surprisingly, we worked on a show, and it turned out pretty cool. I'm really happy. It's a very different show from what I've done in the past. I used to tour with a bigger band, but now it's just two of us on stage, both multi-instrumentalists, and I do a lot of live looping. If you've seen some of my videos on the web, it's a technique I use on stage to recreate the, you know, the vibe and the layers.
I love it.
Yeah, especially on the vocals, because I use a lot of vocal layers in my production. So I do recreate that on stage with my looping pedals, and it's something that I love because it's not easy to do. It's really a performance, and I can really screw up if I don't. You know, it's not like I'm, you know, push play and then sing your song. My show is really... you know, I think it's very textured. It's a mix of electro and organic. I play a lot of percussion. I do the live looping. I play guitar. My musician plays keyboards and he plays the guitar. So it's very, I think it's very eclectic. And I think, it does represent respects the vibe of the record.
Do you think you'll take it out west?
I'm hoping to. I don't have any shows out west confirmed as of now, but definitely I would love to, and I hope that I can make it happen in 2019.
We love the intriguing collage on the cover. Regular visitors to worldbeatcanada.com would recognize it as one of our album covers of the week. Can you give a shout out to David Duty, the artist?
Well, David is a guy I met in Montreal through an artistic director named Fred Caron, and David is actually living in Kelowna right now, and he really inspired me. He and his wife Jordan, because they worked on this together, and we have been working not only on the record cover but the whole project throughout the year. They designed some of the projections for my show. They designed all my web images that I'm using, my single artwork, my EP cover, because I also released a French EP 6 months ago. They did the cover for that. They designed my clothing that I wear on stage.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was a really like a complete 360 collaboration with them, and it was amazing because it also inspired me. Like, their art is so graphic and so special that I think it did really inspire me musically. The vibe, you know, I think what they do is so full of vibe that I think it fits with the music. They totally gave life to my vision that I had for the album cover of my dreams, and they made that for me. And it's, you know, it's hard to achieve a lot of times. As a musician, you have something in your mind that you see, but you don't know how to make it because you're not a visual artist, and you try to explain that to someone, and a lot of times they'll produce something really cool, but that's not what you wanted. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But this time they hit right on target. Everything that they did for me for this music was just like perfectly in tune with the vibe and the music. So it was a very interesting collaboration, and I hope we're going to collaborate again in the future. I'm sure we will.
Well, when the t-shirts come out, I take a large.
Okay, they are out. You can find them on my web store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's at caracolmusic.com. Carol, thank you very much for this. I'd like listeners to have a taste of the title track, which features Abacos. Can you tell us about that collaboration and set up this song for us?
Yeah. So Abacos are a duo from Montreal, comprised of Pierre Quenders, which is also a very well-known artist here in Montreal in the African community. He's from Congo. And the other guy is Dear Denizen. He also has his solo project, and together they have a duo. They put out two EPs so far, and they are amazing. Great singers, great guys. They look amazing. So I just, you know, I played them the track. I was looking for something very African to just like, you know, I wanted this track to be the real thing, and I needed someone like from Africa to put their vocals on it. And they heard the track, they loved the rhythms, and they said yes. They came into the studio. I have videos of them singing. It was amazing. I loved that session so much, and I'm really proud of that track because I think it's so authentic and so different from, you know, it doesn't really sound like anything I've heard. So I love that track.
Myself in danger countless times.
Afropop Futures from Symbolism by Caracol, along with Abacus. What a great sound. My thanks to Carol for joining us. And from Montreal to St. Petersburg for another tribute to Africa, this time to Congo. It's Mark Scheiderkunst and Kavasa Kavasa. From World Beat Canada, on deck, I'm Cal Cote.
Выпить стаканчик доброй кашаса, вкусную взять сигару Альмадавару. 40 в тени мы не знали такого кошмара. Лето диктует правила кваса-кваса. Твои цвета не напрягают глаза. Твое лицо не видел я ни разу. Ты думала, я умер, я летаю. Мне трудно, я совсем тебя не знаю. Я провожу в воде все свободное время. Время обычно мне ни на что не хватает. Запас, но теперь он тает, тает, тает и превращается жизнь в проблемы. Проблемы я не люблю со всеми. Зачем проблемы вообще, зачем? Я не слежу базар, не люблю расклады, гады. Отдельно я и трогать меня не надо.
Veux joyeux grandir.
Isn't that pretty? That is a Paris-based trio who are picking up the threads of Creole, Caribbean, and New Orleans blues in Serre Minuem Plus Fort. That's from a new album called Mojodi, one of our favorites this year. Keep watching for a list of our favorites that were the year of 2018. That album list will be coming up shortly from World Beat Canada. You can check in at the homepage, worldbeatcanada.com. You can also find us as a free subscription at iTunes. And do check out our Facebook pages for World Beat Canada and for Celt in a Twist with Patricia Fraser. East LA Cumbia Punks The Commons were inspired by a Sgt. Pepper's documentary that they saw on PBS. I think I saw the same one, and it truly is an inspiring story behind that album. And they came up with their own experimentation. This is an example, Leonard Cohen in the Sky on the Way Out. But our last word goes to Kevin James, and he has this simply to say, there's no better feeling in the world than a warm pizza box on your lap.
Communications.